USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Day 14 of the partial government shutdown that's affecting over 800,000 government workers. Last night, the new Democrat-controlled House approved a package of funding bills, but they do not include money for President Trump's border wall, so they're unlikely to advance. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says President Trump is doing the right thing by insisting on that border wall funding.
Border security is an important part of American sovereignty and keeping Americans safe. There is a central role to make sure that we know who's coming in and what is coming into our country, and President Trump is doing the right thing.
President Trump hosting congressional leaders for another meeting at the White House about it today, but no breakthroughs are expected. The December jobs report from the government just out, the U.S. adding 312,000 jobs last month. The jobless rate ticked up slightly to 3.9%. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
With Democrats now in control of the U.S. House, there's more and more talk of efforts to impeach President Trump. This Republican lawmaker says,
"This is ridiculous."
Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins speaks after word comes that California Democrat Brad Sherman is planning on reintroducing impeachment articles he first filed in 2017. Collins says,
"I mean, they have been trying to impeach this president from almost day one. If they could have filed articles of impeachment in November of 16 after he won the election, they would have done it then. Donald Trump has brought and done what he said he was going to do. He's brought America jobs. He's taken away regulations. He's fought to keep our borders safe."
Collins speaking last night on Hannity on Fox News. The Department of Homeland Security is reportedly planning to ask the Pentagon to send more troops to the U.S.-Mexico border to help erect more barbed wire and fencing. Those additional troops and engineers would help with 130 more miles of wire at the southwestern border. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The foreign minister of Afghanistan is taking issue with President Trump's claim in a tweet earlier this week that the former Soviet Union was, in his words, right to invade Afghanistan back in 1979. The Kabul government is now asking for a formal clarification on President Trump's comments. A Republican senator who got in some hot water earlier this week because of an op-ed piece he penned is now saying he wants to work with everyone in Washington. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg with more.
Republican Senator from Utah Mitt Romney is still drawing a lot of attention and heat from Republicans over an op-ed that he penned earlier this week criticizing President Trump. Senator Romney says he believes he can work with both sides of the aisle.
I look forward to working with the Republicans and with Democrats, working with the President, members of the House and the Senate. We'll have some differences, and I expect that each senator and each representative will express their own views as they think best. I'm not worried about what other people think about what I have to say.
Again, that report filed by USA Radio's Tim Berg. The National Geographic Channel is suspending celebrity astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson's Star Talk series while investigation into sexual misconduct allegations against him moves forward. Several women have accused Tyson of inappropriate sexual advances. He's been defending himself in Facebook posts. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.